Curtis Warren has won cash and prizes totaling $27,647. Today, one of our contestants could win a large screen TV, a fur coat, a diamond necklace, or a trip to the Caribbean. And continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Nissan and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hi, thank you. Come on in. Nice to have you with us. Delighted to have you join us for Sale of the Century. I hope you joined us on our last show because our champion got something that he said he's really been needing. And, well, why don't you take a look at this? For the win. Congratulations. Isn't that great? We are happy for him, and let's welcome him back. Curtis Warren. Hi, Curtis. Beautiful automobile. And you said you needed one.
Always longed for a sporty dream car like that, Jim.
Oh, that should be a lot of fun for you. Congratulations. You are a fine champion. Are you ready to have at it again?
I'm ready to go.
All right. Here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. That was so nice for Curtis to get that car, and he looked good in that car.
He sure did.
Who'd you bring us?
Okay, she's a headhunter, originally from Williamsport, Maryland. Give a warm welcome to Barbara Hall.
Hello there, Barbara.
And he has lots of objections from Buffalo, New York. A big hand to Eric Mackey.
Hi there, Eric. And Summer, we'll see you later with some bargains. Thank you. Eric, what's that mean? You have lots of objections.
Yeah, Jim, I just graduated from law school in Washington this past May. I took my bar exam, and I'm waiting to begin a judicial clerkship in Florida for a year, and then I'll join the real world in New York.
Terrific. And then you'll be all kinds of objections, right?
That's nice
to have you here.
That's right.
Barbara, what's that about being a headhunter?
Well, Jim, I'm actually a personnel consultant. That's an expression we use. And I take people who are perfectly happy in their jobs, make them unhappy, and then get them to take another job.
You're a headhunter, Barbara. That's right.
Yes.
It sounds like interesting work.
It is.
Nice to have you here as well. Well, good luck to all three of you. We'll start you all off with $20 and this question. In the 50s, what famous star of children's TV had a sister named Curtis?
I don't know.
I was going to say Heidi Doody, and I bet you would have said Howdy Doody. And you lose $5 when you buzz in and can't come up with an answer. You're down to 15. According to legend, what was Nero doing while Curtis?
He was fiddling.
While Rome burned, he was fiddling. That's right. 5 on the plus side now, but the correct answer, back to 20. Brown or black or white? Which is the highest ranking, Eric?
Black.
Judo belt? Black is right. Yes. And Eric goes to 25 into the lead.
I knew that.
According to the old saying, a chain is only as strong, Curtis,
as its weakest link.
And you are exactly right, and Curtis ties Eric with a tongue twister there at 25. On what part of his body would a man wear his pork pie? Eric?
His waist.
No. A pork pie is a hat.
Okay.
So it'll be on his head. You lose 5 going down to 20. We bounced around in that segment. But it is time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. And Curtis, you bounced into the lead. You have a $5 lead over Barbara and Eric and the opportunity to buy this.
Curtis, for once, you'll enjoy being behind the eight ball with this great mini pool table for pool enthusiasts with limited space. Designed to capture the playing characteristics of the larger models, furnished by Circle International. Plus, from Tall Tacks, exciting active casual wear, including jersey t-shirts and fashion sweats, shorts and cover-ups in acrylic and cotton, furnished by Tall Tacks. And it's normally priced at $499, but today on Sale of the Century, it's for only $5.
That's fun stuff. Game is a lot of fun. That outfit, that would look great driving in your sports car, Curtis.
Well, Jim, I guess if I bought that, I'd be known as California Slim, huh?
Right. A $499 bargain for $5. He has lines.
Yes, he does.
That always prompts me to come up with money. Curtis, I will give you, if I had in my pocket any money at all, could I have some money? Don, here, give me some money. This is the man with the money. No, get. You didn't give me the money, Don,
sorry,
did you?
Jim.
Goodbye, Don. Curtis. Now that I have money, Curtis, I'll keep this much and I'll give you 200 of it. $6.99. Okay, he's gonna buy. Enjoy that.
And it cost you just $5. We knock it off your score. We've got ourselves a three-way tie, and we're back with this. What type of animal appeared in the title role in the movie Ben?
Curtis. A bear.
No, no. In the movie Ben, he was a rat. He was a rat. And you lose five, down to 15. What river separates the Twin Cities? Minneapolis, Curtis?
The Mississippi.
And St. Paul, it is indeed the mighty Mississippi. Back to 20, and again a three-way tie. Victor Hugo's most famous book is The Hunchback, Curtis?
Of Notre Dame.
That's right, and Curtis into the lead now by five. Time now for the Fame Game. Playing for control of the Fame Game board, players buzz in when you know a famous person. I am an actor, born in New Jersey in 1918. I played baseball in college and briefly broadcast Dodgers games before I gravitated to acting. I'm considered the tall, handsome Madison Avenue type. I played minor roles on Broadway before I landed a role in Destination Tokyo. Then came my big break, playing the title role in TV's Bachelor Father. Curtis.
John Forsythe.
John Forsythe, now of Dynasty. You are right, and you've got control of that board, Curtis. Where's the $5 money car? The $10 money car, excuse me.
Behind the three.
All right, the lights are flashing, and if you can stop those lights on that $10, we'll add it to your score. We're locked into your buzzer. Good luck, Curtis.
Well, $10 are a nice prize.
Well, I hope it's a nice prize, because you missed the $10. What's behind four?
It's vertical blinds. Luminary vertical blinds. Choose from over 100 new fabric colors and patterns. A modern window covering designed for easy care that rotates and traverses to control light and heat. Furnished by Luminary.
$500 worth of drapes, yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Let's see, I figure if Don didn't count that money because he was in such a hurry, I just made a few dollars, and we'll be right back after this. Close game. Champion's got a one-question lead. He's at 25. Curtis at 25. Barbara and Eric both at 20. We're back with us for five. At breakfast, if you ask someone to pass the sucrose, Eric?
Sugar.
That's what you want, is a sugar. Eric ties Curtis for first place. What chewing gum magnate has a Chicago, Curtis?
Wrigley.
Baseball field named after him. Wrigley it is. Curtis back into the lead by five. In Britain, what weather condition would prompt you to wear your Macintosh? Barbara?
Rain or fog.
Oh, that's right. Macintosh, it is indeed rain or fog. Rain is what we're looking for, and you weren't taking any chances. You knew
None
what it was
all.
Used for. Barbara goes to 25. What does the letter I stand for in abbreviations such as MIT, Curtis?
Institute.
Institute is exactly what it is. Curtis at 35, and a $10 lead over the challengers. Well, Curtis, with a $10 lead, you've got the opportunity. Oh, now you have a youngster, right?
That's correct.
And enough wife, and oh, I think we got some stuff might interest you, Curtis. Take a look at this.
Curtis, wake up. It's your next slumber party with a little help from this sensational stereo. One of the finest integrated audio systems from Denmark. Elegantly designed with fantastic sound. Turntable, cassette recorder, and AM/FM receiver. Furnished by Beverly Stereo. And it's normally priced at $1,199. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Curtis, that's maybe your kind of stereo there.
Oh, you bet.
$1,199 share. Cost you 10. If you buy it for 10, we would have a three-way tie. I would love a three-way tie.
Oh, and my little girl would just love that stereo.
Oh, boy. I'm ashamed. I'm going to have to say $300 in cash to go with that stereo. Now he will buy. Okay. We've got ourselves a three-way tie. You've got a beautiful stereo. $300 in cash. A $1,499 bargain, and as we knock $10 off, it is 25 across the board. What's the largest animal that walks on the earth, Curtis?
The elephant.
Elephant, African elephant to be specific. Elephant acceptable. And Curtis back into the lead. What's the only piece of equipment needed to play the game of mumbly peg? Curtis?
A dice?
No. No, a knife. Jackknife. Mumbly pegs played into the ground. You lose five, and again, that three-way tie. This word means an explosive force equal to 1 million tons of TNT. Curtis?
1 megaton.
Megaton is exactly what it is. And boy, he is quick with that buzzer. In what Asian nation would you find the cities of Hyderabad? Curtis?
India.
India is exactly what it is. I think Curtis is taking a chance on that one. And a $10 lead for the champion. What popular art form is reviewed by Rex Reed, Gene Shalit, Eric?
Movies.
Movies is right. Eric in the second place at 30. Yes. Talking about movies, and of course, both of those gentlemen are movie critics. One movie critic, known for his scathing reviews, had this to say after watching a less than brilliant film. He said, "For the first time in my life, I envied my feet. They were asleep." I'll be right back. Our champion, Curtis Warren, has done some buying, and he still has the lead. It is Curtis at 35, Eric at 30, Barbara at 25, Back to the fame game. We'll add a $15 money card to the 10 that's already up there. And this question, a famous place. I am an American city founded in 1630. I'm bordered by the Neponset, Chelsea, Mystic, and Charles Rivers. And I have 10. Barbara.
Boston.
Boston is exactly right. Yes, indeed. And Leslie Saw, Barbara, you've got control. Where's that $15 money card?
Behind this 7.
Two of them to shoot for now, Barbara. Could be very important to you. Good luck. Right up the middle with number 5. What does she get?
Floor care products from Bissell. Featuring the double action sweeper for quick pickups on carpets and bare floors. And the Carpet Machine Plus for deep cleaning with 4-in-1 carpet formula. Furnished by Bissell.
Almost $300 worth of floor cleaning products. Obviously just what you wanted in the whole wide world at that point. But, of course, that's yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. And all three of you now with this. Name all 4 presidents whose likenesses are carved on Mount Rushmore. Eric.
Washington, Lincoln, Roosevelt, and McKinley.
Nope.
And that's wrong.
Jefferson
that's
is
right.
The other one. You lose 5. And you work so hard for it. I'm sorry you lose 5 on that, Eric. Down to 25. In what country do you live if you have a country home called a dacha? Curtis.
India.
Nope. Russia. Russia. You're going to try India again.
Sure.
Think if you say it all day, it's got to be right a few times. Curtis loses 5. He grew up on television where we knew him first as Curtis.
Ron Howard.
What?
Ron Howard.
Or India. Either one is right. Yes, Ron Howard it is. And Curtis goes to 35. Curtis, you stretch that lead out to $10 again, and this is something you might enjoy.
Curtis, you'll whistle while you work, seated at this beautiful desk. Work just may become a pleasure, seated behind this classic desk of solid brass with a thick glass top furnished by Swan Brass Beds. And it's normally priced at $1,733. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Wow, that's beautiful. That is terrific. You're weird, Greg. You're talking to a dead phone. Now, Curtis, you like that desk?
Well, I think that's just the kind of desk a busy executive like me needs.
That's right, yes. Yes. Curtis, if you were not with us, is just out of the service and job hunting. $1,733 desk, which would be a very nice, because you are very bright. You are obviously going to be very successful, I know, and this will fit in with your life. $1,733, not for 15. You can have the desk for 10 bucks, and again, we'd have a 3-way tie. Going once, going twice, no sale. Doesn't want it now. Hanging on to the $10 lead, and if he hangs on, he gets another crack at that winner's board. We'll be back right after this. Busy executive, huh, Curtis? Champion still has the lead, but it is a slender 2-question lead over the challengers. We're back with this. What biblical strongman lost his strength? Curtis.
Samson.
When he lost his hair, Samson it is. Curtis goes to 40. What was the exact date of the Japanese surprise attack, Curtis?
December 7th, 1941.
On Pearl Harbor, you are right, and a $20 lead for the champion. What Swedish-born beauty played the lead, Eric?
Greta Garbo.
Opposite Bogart in Casablanca? Nope, that was Ingrid Bergman. Quick buzzer cost you 5. Eric, back down to 20. But you can make it up right now. All 3 money cards up on the board. 3rd and final crack of the fame game, and a famous person. I was born in Ohio in 1847, and even as a child, I exhibited great curiosity. When I learned a goose hatched eggs by sitting on them, I tried it myself. It was a smashing unsuccess. When I was 22, I made improvements on the stock ticker. And Curtis.
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison is right, yes, and he sold that patent for $40,000. I've got him started. Well, Curtis, you're going up to the board now. Where's the other money card, Simon?
Behind the 1.
Got 3 of them up there to shoot for, and in a close match, you might need it. Curtis, good luck.
Well, let's go for the 25.
Well, you landed on the 15. That's not going to be bad at all. We add that $15 to Curtis's score, and he goes up to $60 as we finish the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Curtis at 60, Barbara at 25, Eric at 20. Good luck as we start the speed round. Now, on what kind of vehicle would you find a mizzen and a jib? Eric?
A boat.
Right. A group of what animal is called a gaggle? Curtis.
Geese.
Right. When you multiply any number by 0.
0.
Right. Which Austrian is considered to be the father of modern psychiatry? Curtis.
Freud.
Right. What country is known to its natives as Nippon? Barbara.
Time.
Name the songstress who is the wife of singer Steve Lawrence. Curtis.
Edie Gourmet.
Right. What kind of animal is a Mexican hairless? Curtis.
It's a dog.
Right. Who starred as TV detective Jim Rockford? Curtis.
James Garner.
Right. Name the famous general known as the Little Corporal. Eric.
Napoleon.
Right. What musical instrument is played by a flautist? Curtis.
A flute.
Right. What U.S. state was named Flowery Easter? Eric.
Hawaii.
Wrong. Name the acting family whose members include Peter, Jane, and Curtis.
The Fonda family.
Right. What unit of matter is composed of protons, neutrons? Eric. Curtis.
An atom.
Right. What was prohibited by the Volstead Act? Barbara.
Alcohol.
Right. Whose book is considered the authority on rules of time is up, and Curtis with a big win in that speed round. Congratulations. Back to the champion in just a moment. And we didn't get to finish it, though they answered correctly. When you multiply any number by zero, what is your answer? It is indeed zero. The U.S. state named Flowery Easter by Ponce de Leon. That was Florida. And the country known to its natives as Nippon, it is either Japan or India. Either way, no, it's Japan. That's just Japan. Got to say goodbye to Eric and Barbara. And Eric didn't pick up anything along the way. But we thank you so much for a very well-played game. And Barbara, you've got yourself a carpet machine with a cash in front of you. Well over $300 in cash and prizes. Thank you. But a big win for the champion, Curtis Warren. And once again, he joins me at the winner's board. Come on, Curtis. Well, congratulations. Good job, and you really put it away there in that speed round. And now, last time you got a car, this time you could top that off with a diamond necklace. There is a very unusual windsurfer. Beautiful piano. You said your wife plays piano, right? Mm-hmm. And a big screen TV. I know the entire family would enjoy it. Jay, tell them about it.
Watching television will be a big deal with this fabulous 40-inch rear projection color TV. With 20-key full-function random access remote control, can receive stereo audio in a compact cabinet from Sharp. And this prize is worth $2,600.
Very nice. Beautiful, beautiful prize. It's up here on the board somewhere. Let's see, so far you found an expensive soda fountain worth over $4,000. Then on the last show you got the car. What's it going to be this time? There are some wonderful things up there. When you make a match, that prize is yours. Curtis, good luck. Let's top off a big win with a big prize. Start picking.
Well, this time I think I like number 10.
Number 10. He's always very deliberate. Piano, and that's something you said you like.
Yes, that would be for my wife, and I think we'll go for number 8.
Number 8. Looking for a match? Necklace. Ooh,
even nicer. Okay, number 18.
Number 18. $3,000 in cash would be wonderful.
Number 17.
Number 17. We're looking for a match. There's the piano. Your wife plays piano? That's wonderful. She will enjoy it. Jay Stewart will tell you all about that beautiful piano. Jay?
This gift should strike a happy chord. The Chickering console. Exceptional craftsmanship, beauty, and tone. The golden Primavera console, furnished by Chickering & Sons. And this prize is worth $2,750.
Beautiful. Beautiful piano. That's nice. Your wife plays, and obviously you don't have a piano now if you're eyeing one.
Yeah, well, my wife has always wanted a piano, and especially a fine quality one like this. And
that's
she's
super.
Just gonna...
What's your wife's name?
Her name's Sharon.
Sharon?
By the way.
Well,
yes.
Sharon's got to be very proud of you. Let's get the whole family into it. How many children have we? Didn't talk about
it. I have one little girl who's 11, who's going to love all the other things.
You know, he looks too young to have an 11-year-old. Well, you and Sharon I think your daughter will enjoy all of it. What's your daughter's name?
Her name's Krista.
Krista? Well, Sharon and Krista are proud of Daddy. He's got a beautiful piano in addition to the other wonderful things he's picked up. Yeah, we may even supply it in tune, too. He's got a great total with three wins, a fine champion. We'll be back, give you that total, and wrap things up with our champion, Curtis Warren, right after this commercial timeout. But you know, some of those things you always regret that you didn't learn how to do it, and you should have, instead of regretting it, you should have started taking a lesson.
I never became musical in time. I can't even sing in the shower.
No. But you're hearing your wife have... Back with our champion, Curtis Warren. You were saying you're getting comfortable here now, right? A couple of wins.
I'm feeling just great.
Yeah, I think you get over the nervousness after a while. You're doing very well. You got three prizes off of that board. He can stay here till he gets every prize off that board, plus this.
$50,000 in cash!
That would be over $100,000 in cash and prizes. And Curtis was looking over there at the side, and yeah, he's got a great total. Right now, with just three wins, $33,095 in cash and prizes. Two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century.
Bye-bye.
Definitely.
prices or manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.